I see you and your big and your juicy dreams. They're gonna try to talk you out of it. But you know the truth. You deserve everything else. And I do mean everything.
Hey there, this is Pussy Empowered Podcast, and I'm your host, Alyssa Aparicio. I'm equal parts Bronx bitch and mountain witch. I believe that when you untame your pussy, you access your power. As the CEO of Pussy Empowered, I hold space for women to do this with a holistic approach that incorporates mind, body, emotion, and spirit. As an erotic performer and choreographer, I surrender to new heights of embodied, expressed art and performance. On this podcast, I share about my approach to pussy power and interview fellow paradigm-shifting badasses about theirs. I also want to share that I have now officially opened registration for my next retreat. It is Pussy Empowered Retreat on Oahu, and the theme of this retreat is surrender to your erotic nature. So we'll be anchoring in with nature, connecting in with our truth of our embodiment, the fact that we are nature in beautiful Oahu, and there is a very limited amount of spots open, and currently it's been open about a week. So you have a moment right now to book a call with me and talk through the retreat and payment plans, and all the details for that retreat are in the show notes as well. So I hope I see you there. Another thing to note is that in LA on June 22nd, we'll be having the next Pussy Empowered Party. The theme of this one is Sirens Summer Solstice. So expect a mermaid-tastic event on the summer solstice. I hope you can make it there in person or virtual as well. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks so much for your attention. So when I was a little girl, there was a dreamer inside of me that was she had such big dreams, such stars in her eyes, and she dreamed of creating music. She used to write and write and write. She used to perform for her family. She used to perform choreography and music, and she had notebooks on notebooks, just full of lyrics and costumes and all of these. To her, it was fun, right? Her favorite game was dress up. Her favorite game was performance. And this part of me stayed alive with me and well. She used to just pour into her notebooks all of these dreams. And at some point, they turned more angsty, right? I think we all kind of relate to probably somewhere in our teenage years, the angst of feeling so far away from our dreams or the reality of reality setting in. And feeling like perhaps we'll never get there. So this part of me turned angsty, and she was still dreaming so hard. She would pour into notebooks and pour her soul out at 3 a.m. in the morning while everyone else is sleeping. And it turned into more of a scarcity feeling, especially after she started going for her dreams in like a microdose kind of sense. She started going for modeling, which she felt like was a foot in the direction of being in the world of entertainment, something that for some reason felt more accessible because she threw, you know, cast one stone in the direction and got a response. When I was 14, I got an opportunity to be in Teen People magazine, and that was the first time, and by got an opportunity, I mean, I saw a little blurb in a magazine about submitting my photos to model for the magazine, and I submitted them. And that started me in that direction, which I was very passionately pursuing because I'm a passionate person. So whatever I'm pursuing it passionately. So as many of you have heard in past episodes, and when I talk about this, I talk about how somebody close to me told me, you know that you can't sing, right? And it felt like very logical. It felt like, yes, I was insulted a little bit, but I also have always been a very logical person. I said, well, if I can't sing, then I probably shouldn't, and I should figure out something else, right? And that's kind of the path that took me through a lot of my life, right? Always very passionate about music and wanting to get as close to music as I could. And that's kind of what dance is to me, right? Becoming one with music. I remain writing just in different senses, right? Just filling notebooks with writing. And the more that I've gone on this empowerment journey around my body, the more that I've freed my voice. I'm just free talking right now, which is testament to that, because I would never have dared to do such a thing ever up until very recently. And a lot of this has had to do with the inner child healing and bringing the inner child along with me to this present moment, right? And integrating the inner child with the adult bad bitch, the inner bad bitch, who I think was also with me as a child. The playful energy of creativity that my inner child had. My inner child also had a sharp tongue. She was really good at defending herself. Like, I grew up in the Bronx. My father had a sharp tongue. My mother was not to be fucked with. You know, and so I was really good at defending myself. But I was actually talked out of that, you know. I remember a few incidences where I guess they believed I went too far with things I said in defense of myself and made me apologize. And that's kind of the conditioning that we get as young girls, right? You want to be nice and like easy to get along with, right? And it's surprising to me in retrospect that that's kind of how things went down. But yeah, I did have to learn to smooth out that side of myself to appease the adults, the nuns who ran my school, that kind of thing. In Catholic school. And so I think the bad bitch was really alive in me then too, is what I'm trying to say. And I've started to think about, like, bear with me, right? This non-linear time, which I do believe in to a certain extent, especially as I've done like visualizations to connect with my future self and to connect with my past self through various mediums, including hypnotherapy, including future self meditations, and including meditation, guided visualizations that I've taken myself and my clients on to connect with parts of ourselves that already are existing in the future that we dream of for ourselves, and to connect with our past selves who had this vision for ourselves that was so big and juicy. And sometimes I think perhaps it's my current self that was talking to my past self as a kid, because I felt this really strong connection with my dreams being realized. Like, I just felt there was no other way. There was no other option. I just believed so deeply that I was going to do what I dreamed of doing, but I saw no path forward. And that was the angst. And that was the scarcity. You know, it was like, I'll never be able to do that. But at the same time, I knew I was going to. And so sometimes I feel like that certainty and clarity that I had in my youth was kind of like a message from my future self, from the me now, who has been actively working with my inner child, connecting with my inner child, who's been able to tell her, look, like, it's going to happen. Just calm down and soothe her anxiety and soothe her fears. And I feel like perhaps this nonlinear approach to time could be part of that equation, because I really feel deeply connected to that part of myself still, the inner child, and the part of myself that knows deeply that I'm going in the direction of my dreams, that now that I've been going in the direction of my dreams for most of my life, I can see how taking, just putting one foot in front of the other brings you there. It just inevitably does. And it might look differently than exactly as you imagined it. But if you stay integrity and you stay with clarity and you keep following your intuition and you keep saying yes to the calls, even when they are scary, then it is inevitable that forward motion will happen in the direction of what you're creating. Like, the creation will come to be. That's how things get created, one foot in front of the other. And so when I just recently put out my new song, Que Rico, it is about that, right? You heard the opening lines about following the direction of your dreams. And the lyrics of this song, I wanted to create something. And actually, I have to say that this creation came to be in and of itself. Like, it brought itself to life, in a sense. I did want to, my intention for making music recently, as I started, has been to create empowering music that you can listen to and feel alignment with. You know, that makes you feel like a boss, that makes you feel sexy, that makes you feel empowered, but also that you can listen to and dance to, and that it's fun and uplifting. And that was something that I've been wanting for myself more and more. You know, as I notice how, as I really just understand how sensitive I am, what an empath I am, right? The music that I listen to really deeply impacts me. And some of it I really fucking love, but I don't necessarily feel better when I let the lyrics sink into my body sometimes. Like, I don't want to give specific examples because I really do love and respect a lot of, I'll just say pussy rappers, right? And some of the lyrics I don't necessarily always align with in my whole self, right? And so I wanted to create music because, first of all, I create my own kind of affirmation tracks for myself, because I think talking to yourself is really powerful. Talking to your own subconscious and your own voice, telling yourself exactly what you need to anchor into, right? And having those pep talks with yourself is something that I do frequently with mirror work, with affirmation tracks. And this is something I teach my clients as well. So if you've worked with me, you are familiar with this, right? And so creating this song, actually, I started writing it when I was in Puerto Rico last year. When I was there for 4 months, I was really sinking in. I was working with a music producer there who had shown me different beats, and I fell in love with this one reggaeton beat, which became the beat of Que Rico. And I really just, I was walking on the beach every day. I was writing every day. And this song was written then. It just came out of me, you know? It just, that's like a lot of my creations do, right? It just wanted to be born. And these are the lyrics that came forward. And of course, in that setting, in that time of my life, I was deeply feeling connected to abundance. When I'm in PR, I feel limitlessness. I feel a connection to my ancestors. I feel such deep clarity and groundedness. I don't feel scarcity. I feel tapped into that energy of abundance. And that's what this song is about. Abundance. I want it from the front, side, back, side, front, side, back, side. I want it from all the angles because it's true, right? And this was me and is me validating my appetite, my sexual appetite, my desires, my wants, my needs, my dreams to continue to expand beyond what I think is possible, and not settle for crumbs, because that's something I talk about a lot on this podcast, especially when I talk about the pillar of Pussy Empowered Approach, that is live rapturously, right? We're, as women, especially, always told to just want less. it's something that just to, you know, be more satisfied with less. And I don't necessarily mean this in a material sense, because I do think there are, I mean, I know, we all know by now that there are environmental issues that are urgent. And I don't necessarily mean gobbling up all the resources of the planet irresponsibly. And to be frank, you and I probably aren't the ones doing the most damage in that area, right? We are not. Unless somehow, like, Mark Zuckerberg is tuning into Pussy Empowered Podcast, which I don't think he is right now. You, whoever you are listening, are not, probably not the biggest part of the problem, right? And I don't mean that we don't all have a responsibility to do our part, but I also, you know, I think that a lot of us take on the, as like sensitive humans, as empaths, as people who fucking give a shit, right? Which women often do. when we, you know, if we're going to compare genders, which I also don't, I'm not like a big fan of the gender wars, right? I'm not trying to participate in that, pointing fingers, but some things are true, right? And we're tend to be the more sensitive, at least we are conditioned that way. So I do believe that there is a way of tapping into our abundance, that abundance energy, and even while being grateful and satisfied with where we're at, still understanding that there's so much for us out there, and not subscribing to the ways that we've been indoctrinated into a pattern of thinking that says that we cannot want, we cannot have, we cannot stir up the pot, right? It's so deeply, and how much of our brain space has been taken up by self-hate and self-loathing, same thing, self-destructive thoughts that have been planted in our brains by the patriarchy and capitalism. And that's just facts, right? Like, if you want to dive more into this topic, Sonia Renee Taylor has an amazing book called The Body Is Not an Apology. And she goes into some deeper research around the beauty industry and beauty standards. That's a really powerful book. And she talks about, yeah, how much of our vital energy is wasted just being obsessed over things that we just take up too much fucking space and time, right? Versus empowering, affirming beliefs about ourselves. How much brain space and energy would we have if that space was freed up? Like, I mean, just think about how maybe your thoughts in the last week. Perhaps you're doing great with your mindset. If you are, I fucking applaud you. And at times, I'm doing better with my mindset than at other times. It can be a roller coaster just based on like the world and what's going on in the world at any given moment, what's going on in the people with the people around us, and how that's infecting our opinion of ourselves, our self-worth. Validation is a big one that I know a lot of us, including myself, and I've talked about this before as well, that it's a distraction. It's a distraction. And a lot of this is distracting us from our biggest dreams and what the direction that we could be going on. So breaking through and out of cycles of scarcity and into abundance is really what this song is about. And it's a celebration of a moment in time where I really felt that truth deeply in my bones and continue to tap back into whenever I listen to it and perform to it, which I'm very excited to share that I'll be performing this song and two full sets of my live music at Lightning in a Bottle. This is just an aside, but this is a really big dream for me. I've been going to Lightning in a Bottle for over, I don't know how many years. I think about 10 years since I got out here, and then there was like maybe one or two I didn't go, pandemic and other reasons, right? So this year I'll be performing two live sets and also teaching two Pussy Empowered dance classes. I'm over the moon with excitement about it. And the fact that I'll get to perform this song, which has that reggaeton beat, which I did want to celebrate because I do love reggaeton so much. I grew up on Latin music, and recently I was watching, tuning into a podcast called Loud about the history of reggaeton, which I highly recommend. And in this podcast, it talked about the origins of reggaeton and how it, you know, how it came to be. And I realized I have the same DNA as reggaeton, which was extremely inspiring for me to go down the path of performing and creating reggaeton music, or at least with reggaeton influences. I'll share how, right? So reggae in Espanol has roots in Panama, in the West Indian population of Panama, which is what my grandfather grew up in Panama, and his mother was Jamaican. And so he lived in the area where West Indian population was one of the biggest populations, and that is the exact zone where the origins of reggae and español were rooted. And then the reggaeton influence hopped over to and was and I forget exactly who it was, but in Puerto Rico became the pulse of Puerto Rico and what was going on in with the youth in urban areas and in the cities, and it just kind of spread like wildfire. And in between Puerto Rico and New York, which was a big, like, there was a lot of New Yorkers who were Puerto Rican, and they would Puerto Rican who were New Yorkers, and so there was this exchange, including my own mother, who grew up in the Bronx and would spend her summers in Puerto Rico. And so there was this exchange of hip-hop culture in New York and the reggaeton influences that were starting to take over PR. And so between those three places and that history, I was like, wow, I have a lot in common with the origins of reggaeton. Of course, there is discussion around reggaeton being based in Black culture and the way in which it has been commercialized. And the most popular and famous reggaeton artists are not Black. And so there is, you know, a deeper conversation to be had about colorism within reggaeton, just as within all of Latin America. This is part of one of the reasons why I at first was hesitant to explore and create reggaeton music. But after seeing this connection and feeling it in my bones and just feeling so deeply connected to Latin music and wanting to create Latin music and connection that is my ancestry, connecting in this way and sharing this way feels so good. And getting to perform reggaeton at a music festival that is historically and currently majority white, and being a representation of as a woman of color from the Bronx, getting to perform this reggaeton song and doing it, mixing in my erotic performance style of burlesque and pole, it's super exciting for me, and it is a reflection of the song and just stretching myself and going for it in ways that I have never gone for it before, which does bring up some fear for sure. And I am navigating and grounding through that as we speak. Another section of lyrics that I want to underline is the fact that I talk about consent, even so briefly, right? I never really heard a song say consent. Thanks for asking. And that is something that I wanted to underline here as we talk about sexuality, because we can be explicit about our demands, our list of demands, and that is one of them. And that is not too hard or too far to ask for, but it's not something that I ever hear spoken about directly in music. And anyway, I wanted to underline that line because it feels so good to say it every time. Consent. Thanks for asking. So it's not always easy carving your own path, but it is always worth it. Letting go of the past, seeing failure as a new chance for better things to come, dropping your resistance, facing towards the sun. This you can obviously see as a section of lyrics that is a pep talk to myself, to everyone listening, to continue forward on that path and to continue integrating the parts of yourself, the dreamer, the bad bitch, right? It's, this song is both playful and it's adult. You're allowed to be both. At this point in your life, you make the rules now. You get to decide how much a part of your life your inner child is and how much a part of your life the bad bitch is. You get to reclaim your sexuality. You get to own all parts of yourself and decide exactly how you want to live your life. And that is the message of this song and this overall podcast episode. I want to share that I'm so grateful to have filmed this video in Puerto Rico, in Viejo San Juan, on Culebra, in Luquillo. It was such a fun process. And I want to thank Señora Calzones for the beautiful Reina robe that is featured in this video. It is such a stunning blue robe, and that was kind of the centerpiece of the video. And it just made me feel like an absolute goddess. And the photos and video that we took in this robe in Lukio was just some of my favorites that we've ever taken. And it was so epic. It gave a vibe to me of Stripper Cinderella, which aesthetically, very pleasing to my inner child and my adult bad bitch in conjunction. And the video just came out. I'm so excited to share it with you. It is such a fun video. There's dancing, there's splashing around in the water. It's obviously gorgeous and really deeply infused with that grounded, inspiring abundance energy. So I hope that you do check it out, and also know that there is an uncensored version, because I've been making uncensored versions of my videos because I'm so tired of being told exactly the limitations and extent to which I can express myself. And when it comes to sharing my art, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of fitting it into Instagram's misogynistic standards, YouTube's misogynistic standards. Right, we just had a video taken down from Stupid Hot Cooking Show, which will be the next episode of this podcast will be about. So stay tuned for that next week. But yeah, I'm tired of cramming my liberation into these platforms that simply cannot handle it. And so I've decided to make my own uncensored versions, celebrating my body liberation, celebrating my expression. And that is what you see in these uncensored versions. So if you would love to, if you would like to watch that, support my artistry, you can watch it as an individual video with the link in the show notes, or you can even subscribe to my Substack where you will see a bunch of other uncensored content. And that is definitely the better deal, right? Because it's one price and you get all of that access. So you'll also see that linked in the show notes. And I also want to thank Asti Mari of Femme Noir Sounds for being an anchor in this process of creating. I love working and recording with a female artist who knows her shit, who's in integrity, and who's not out to just get the job done and get a check. Asti really fucking gives a shit about the music and has been so supportive on this path, recording this song and a number of other ones, including Ancestors' Wildest Dreams. I have just adored working with her. And if you haven't listened to Asti's music, it is just epic. Her voice is incredible. So check her out on Spotify as well. And now I'll drop the song here so you can listen to it in its entirety and know that you can listen to it streaming on any platform, music streaming platform of your choice. And definitely check out the video.
I see you and your big juicy dreams. They're gonna try to talk you out of it, but you know the truth. You deserve everything you want, and I do mean everything. Tú lo mereces lo que tú quieres. Tú lo mereces lo que tú quieres. Feels so good, dream so big. No hesitations, limitations. Whole world is your bitch. Damn, you really know how to live. And it's not always so easy. But it is always worth it. Letting go of the past. Seeing failure as a new chance for better things to come. Dropping your resistance. Facing towards the sun. Do you want it from the front side, back? Side, front, side, back, side, front, side. You want it from the front, side, back. day. And I know that I deserve it. Just because I am enough. I know the reason I'm on earth is to enjoy and have fun. Health, wealth, great sex, cash checks. Alessa Aparicio.